Hey, freelancers, consultants, anybody looking to work from home? I think this question from John Perez on Instagram will hit home, literally, right? He asks me, "Do you struggle with work, family, sick kids, etc.?" So, first off, I'm Jason, aka Rez. And if you know me, then you know that I've been working from home now for the almost 8 straight years full time. And well, I've worked from home for the better part of a decade as well. So I kind of have some experience in this. And I do struggle at times. But let me first start off by thanking my wife for being home to handle TJ, who's my 1-year-old son, and the house all day. I mean, she is the rock of this house, and I owe her everything. Then, like I said, I work from home. We have a sunroom that I use as my office, but it has doors, right? And oftentimes during the day, these are closed so that I can get work done. Secondly, when I do work from home, I can take breaks, spend time, go out with my wife and son during the day without any restrictions. And that's really what I wanted to do for my life, right? That's what I wanted to accomplish. I didn't want that feeling of being restricted, of sitting in a cube in an office someplace. I wanted to be able to go outside. I wanted to be able to see my son take his first steps. So, with all of that being said, I am responsible for bringing money into the house to support us. So, work does need to happen, right? I can't always not, I can't always go outside. But sometimes plans do go awry and the day gets thrown off. Case in point, I tend to record podcasts and videos way early in the morning, mainly because that's the time I know TJ isn't awake yet. Normally, he's a rock when he sleeps, and I can bank on that time. But for whatever strange cosmic reason, it seems when I plan out a morning to record something, the night before seems to be the night that TJ decides not to sleep and to keep us awake. I don't know why. I don't know how he understands these things, but it happens. Other times when he's sick, that'll throw my game off a bit too, right? Like I'll be a little bit distracted there. When my wife, who's a freelancer, gets an unexpected call or an issue that needs her attention, then it's my turn to tag in and make sure that TJ doesn't go eat the cat food. So, yes, I struggle with the work from home life, even though I've been doing it for a decade. But there are definitely ways and techniques and things that I do to make sure that I get done what I need to, right? So, I want to kind of outline six of these things right now. The first thing is wake up early. Yes, it sucks. Sorry about that. Notification. That's what happens when you don't shut that off. But as I was saying, I wake up early, and I know that if I can get a couple of hours work in prior to everyone else getting up in the house, my day is off to a great start. Second is that I let everyone in the house know what my days look like. I've shared my calendar with my wife. She always has access to see my daily planner, my notebook, so that she can see what calls I have and when. This sets all of the expectations around the house so that there aren't any collisions of calls that we both need to make at the same time and things like that, right? Plus, she can make doctor's appointments and gymboree days around the days so that I can be there too. Thirdly is boundaries. I mentioned that I have doors to the sunroom, and these things are critical, right? They are closed, and when they are, it blocks out all the noise and the distractions of what's going on in the living room. But it also tells those in the house, right? Like if we have a neighbor come over or whatever, that I'm working and I can't be distracted. I've heard of some other people saying that they wear shoes or socks or they get dressed, right? And that kind of tells everyone in the house that I'm working. Well, I mean, that might be great, but I haven't done that myself. because really I don't feel like wearing shoes in the house. So it is what it is, right? It's whatever works for you, but set those boundaries. Fourth is my routine. My weekly and daily routines are so important. Sunday, I set up my plan for the week. Every weekday pretty much has a theme to it, so I know what I'm working on for each and every day. And even the routine within the day, right? Morning, I know I always am more productive, so I do all the high energy tasks then. The fifth thing is don't procrastinate. I was a notorious procrastinator. I would always say to myself, I'll just wake up a little early tomorrow and get it done then. Not anymore, I don't. If you're a parent, you'll know that it'll never happen. If I've got some time to do something now, I'll just do it now. If I wait, that's a surefire way for something to come up and not get my stuff done. The final thing is that I take breaks. Yeah, it seems pretty counterintuitive, right? Well, if I feel overwhelmed with stuff going on, I can easily take a break and do something completely different, right? Like mow the grass or clean out the garage or put something together that I know I need to do anyway. All of these things are effectively reset buttons for me. They need to get done anyway, right? Most people do these kind of things on the weekend, but instead of me feeling overwhelmed, sitting at my desk and going off and clicking through YouTube videos for an hour, I just step away and do a chore, right? There's that little life hack in there too, right? When you get something small accomplished, it creates momentum, right? And that allows my brain anyway to kind of reset and then come back to work and refocus, you know, basically to be able to get something else done. I kind of need to step away and get something small accomplished, right? So that's a nice little hack to remember, right? Even if that's why people make their bed in the morning, right? It's the first task, it's real easy, and it creates momentum for them to be productive during the day. So if you're working at home or thinking about it, I definitely encourage you to be as open and communicative with everyone in your house about what your days look like. I think that's probably the best takeaway I can give to you on this. Sure, there are going to be things that come up, unexpected things, and you kind of have to adjust accordingly. But remember that you are working. It's your reputation on the line. If you want to have that freelance life, keep the family happy. Get your stuff done and then make your clients happy. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.